Yes, buddy. Welcome to Player Shine Radio. I am King Ness, and this is the Sour Power Hour, buddy.
I just got off of work. I just rolled up. I got my drink in my arm. I'm good. I'm not recording through the interface today. I'm just recording straight off the motherfucking phone. I just set up my new digs for the studio, to those that aren't familiar with the slang terminology and the Ebonics that us African Americans tend to use from time to time. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Welcome. I appreciate y'all for tapping on my shit and pressing play and sitting back and zoning out. Man, it's so much shit going on. I don't even know where the fuck to start yet. The DOJ says that there is no charges at the Eric Garner death.
What a surprise.
They ain't never no fucking charges. I don't really see too many white people, Mexican people, Chinese people, Indian people. What's up? Rare race. Polynesian people getting choked out by the police. It's always the darkies. It's always the niggas that's just... Y'all just gotta go hard on us just to, I guess, prove a point or what the fuck ever. I don't know. I have no idea. It hurt, though. It hurts to see justice not truly being served, genuinely being served. And the only reason why justice can't be served is because, shit, we live in America. You could get the protection depending on the complexion. You know what I'm saying? It always make me think, like, why is we in this situation? Why is we in this position? And then, right, as soon as I ask myself that question, I go back in time to biblical days where it explains why we going through this and why God punished us the way he punished us. It's like, if you think black people hardhead and do what the fuck they want to do now, you should have checked this out back in those days, thousands of years ago. We was on bullshit. Our ancestors was on bullshit, and they chose to not honor God, to not praise God. They chose to worship stone and wood and images. Kind of like what we do today. It is like, well, God said he was going to punish us and send us onto not our enemies, because they didn't know us and we didn't know them. He sent us unto his enemies. Think about that. God sent us unto his enemies, knowing what they was capable of. And because God got the foresight, the understanding, the wisdom, all of that, it's like the way he did it wasn't to just punish us, make us suffer, and dig your finger in motherfucker eye type shit. It wasn't even that. He got us going through so much shit. He got us enduring. We might even, a lot of us not enduring with physical chains. A lot of us are enduring with mental chains. Shit, a lot of us is with physical chains too. Shit. The majority of the prison population is African American. They want us to be slaves, but it's like, in order to make a society work, you gotta punish those that violate. It don't matter to what degree, long as they get processed for the violation and they make money off of it. That's all the fuck that matter. My thing is, in the society and nation where our president can go on national TV, he can be on social media, and speak the way he speak. Now, we just recently had a scenario, a situation where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, I think it's Rashida Tlaib, and that it's another one. And I hate that I can't remember her name. That's the black woman. Shout out to the black woman. And all of them. They call them the squad. Four women of color versus Uncle Sam. What does Uncle Sam consist of? I mean, it's levels to a nation, a society, a government. It's branches to military defense and politicians that's in favor of keeping America running the same way it was built off of the backs of us. That's how they want the system. They want a wealth gap. They want division. They want Trump supporters over here. We need the black people over here. We need LGBT community over there. And we need the Asian community right here, the Mexican community right here, and so on and so forth. Just keep them separate, because the moment they come together and they figure out we on bullshit, it's a wrap. We gonna have to go to phase two, plan B. And they act like, what's phase two, plan B? Like, nigga, don't worry about it. That's G14 classified, the last nigga. You know what I'm saying? It just make me think, though, like, damn. On top of us getting slaughtered in the streets, our president has the power to go on national television and on Twitter and rant about how these women should go back to where they from. Like, bro, first off, let's get history situated in the facts straight. It is a fact that the Negroes that were captured and brought to America, or the Negroes, the Aboriginals that was already here, was captured and enslaved, or however it went and however it go. Regardless, the people of color was enslaved, and America got rich off of free labor through cotton, tobacco, I ain't gonna say sugar cane. Sugar cane was more of a South American thing, like Caribbean islands, Brazil, like in those areas type shit. But y'all get the gist. You know what I'm saying? It's mind-boggling to me, because I just wanna see God come and regulate. I ain't saying it in a sense where what I was taught from a child on up. I'm talking about based off of what I've read myself, the research I've done myself, the testimonies and every moment where God was amazing, whether it was a positive situation or it was a negative situation I didn't even know I was in. It just so happened that he decided that I would be born in this specific time frame during this generation, in the midst of all of this chaos, racism, division, rumors of war, and the killing of my people, the killing of black people, shit. The slam. And don't get me wrong, I know what you right wing neo-Nazi KKK ass motherfuckers be on, bro. Like, that should be wild to me. Like, you guys are killing yourself. Like, you know what? You are absolutely right. You right in the sense where we are killing each other. Y'all don't even gotta do the job no more. That's how much y'all perfected this mental, spiritual control. I ain't gonna even say control over us, but the way the laws is set, the way the government is set, the way society is set, it's all set and built against people of color. You have people at the Mexico-United States border in motherfucking internment camps, and they got the babies locked up. They got the 8-year-old taking care of the 4-year-old, and you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers sleeping under aluminum foil, and the toilets don't work, and you know how, like, if you never been to jail and you're not black, you can't really tell me how the fuck the COs is, how they act. COs is assholes in jail. They are, not all of them, most of them, straight dick. Like, if you see this motherfucker in the street, you could literally holler at buddy. Like, bro, you got that same energy you had when you was the CEO and such, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, hey, that's a whole nother story. But it's like, I can only imagine what those kids going through. Like, they probably treating them people like shit. And anytime somebody speak out against it or say something about it, it's like our leaders put more energy and effort into clapping back. Either they clap it back at tweets or it's just a fucking shit show. That's what's gonna be the name of the motherfucking podcast. This segment, America, the shit show. Because it's unbelievable to me how a nation can be run based on racial division, all of this generational racist ideology and morals and values instilled into you because this is what you was taught. You feel is right. You taught to cuss too, but you know that you ain't supposed to be cussing. You know you ain't supposed to cuss at church. You know you ain't supposed to cuss around your elders, like your granny or something like that. And if you do, you always catching yourself like, oh, my bad, granny. I ain't gonna do that. It's so many agendas popping off right now. One of the main agendas that got my attention . Bro, they trying to turn the kids gay. Like, what the fuck going on? Like, yo, they trying to turn the kids out at an early age. Like, you mean who the fuck approved the person that's in office to even make stupid ass decisions like that? Like, how the fuck can you honestly teach a child how to be gay by introducing and educating kids on anal sex? You finna educate a 4-year-old on anal sex? You finna teach a little girl how to eat pussy? You finna show the little boy how to suck dick? Like, these is babies. Like, I wanna beat who the fuck ever asked, bro. Like, let me fire the fuck out. God damn it. That's some bullshit. What the fuck going on, bro? Like, wait a minute. Wait a goddamn cotton picking shitty dick in the booty minute. God damn it. Ain't no way. Yo, America, LGBT community, shout out to y'all. Do what y'all do. Handle y'all business. You know what I'm saying? I personally feel, and if it is y'all, I mean, hey, check this out. Kids are innocent. Kids, in so many ways, represent the love of God. And to abuse that, to harm that, to cause any type of harm to a child is wrong. You can't solidify or really give me a solid reason on why it's genuinely appropriate for the upbringing behavior of this child. Like, this is healthy for this child. Like, no. You can't spin me, Uncle Sam. You can't spin me on this one. Because ain't no fucking way. I grew up, my whole life was based off the Bible. Up until I became an adult, I realized that this is not one nation under God. You know what I'm saying? This is one nation under many gods. Pick one. They all exist. But it's only one true God. It's only one Almighty. And that's the one that created the motherfucking sound waves you able to absorb through your motherfucking eardrums down to the air you able to breathe in that you can't even see, my nigga. The chair or the motherfucking bed that you sit on that supports you. You trust in that motherfucker because you know it's sturdy and it ain't broke yet, so it ain't gonna never... That's the same way I'm rolling with God. And like I said, when it comes to a child, for you to do that is, this is what our ancestors were doing, sacrificing babies and shit. And it hurt me because I have children myself. I'm a father. And now to know that my son gonna be in school, in class, learning about male-on-male penetration and oral sex from another man. Like, they really finna make this a part of education. This is what I wanted to know. First off, we've been growing up around gay people. That's why God said it's a sin, because he know people do it. If you born like that, you born like that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I don't know your life. I don't know your story. I don't know what the fuck you've been through. I don't know your trauma. I don't know none of that. So I don't know why, if you gay and that's how the fuck you roll, I don't know why you is the way you is. That's just how you is. When I see you in public, you cool as fuck. But I'm good. I don't need that spirit around me like that. I'm saying it in a sense where it is, hey, to see a man fuck another man and all of that, and no. How does that put money in your pocket? How does that progress you to the next level in life? How does that give you inner peace and genuine joy? Something that money can't even buy. What does that do for a child the way they attacking this shit, it's like they coming for the babies during the time in their life where their brains is sponges. To see Young Thug on this, it was some little compilation video they had of all of the rappers that sold out and gay and sold they soul to the devil, whatever the fuck. They was literally saying, I sold my soul to the devil. This shit. Okay, good for you. These motherfuckers, that nigga Thug said, yeah, boy, I'm the reason why your jeans got tighter, boy. Don't ever forget that. I was like, I immediately paused the video. Like, first off, bro, that's just the shit I'm talking about right there. Young Thug is a spot. He's an agent. He's a Russian bot-ass nigga. I don't give a fuck. I said it, bro. Like, ain't no way you bragging about, you know what I'm saying, contributing to this motherfucking agenda on the media and the government is really focused on your sexuality during a time where motherfuckers out here going through all type of shit. It's struggle out here, just like it's success out here. Which one is you gonna chase? How you gonna get up out of that? You know what I'm saying? Why are you worried about if, you know what I'm saying, I'm gay or I'm straight? Like, what? Why does that matter? If you out and about, nigga. Okay. Here go a good example. Men that dress like women. You know what I thought about the other day? My favorite show of all time is Martin. I love it. I love that nigga. Like, I love Martin. That nigga was creative as fuck and funny as fuck. Pretty sure many motherfuckers agree with that. Based off of the knowledge and the wisdom and understanding that I had through the word of God, it was like, damn, this nigga funny, this nigga this. Damn, Martin, you really had to. And mind you, Martin worth a billion. Martin got that bread, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, damn, Martin, you had to really sell out for years to get to this point. Because in the Bible, we say that men ain't supposed to wear female clothes. That shit look goofy as hell. Like, bro, you buff as a bitch, bro. Your shoulders broad as fuck, my G. Why do you have on a spaghetti top blouse and some boy bussy short? Like, what are you doing? And like I said, this ain't no motherfucking disrespect or nothing like that. Just through the eyes and the mindset of a heterosexual male, I'm just here to let y'all know, like, because I'm straight don't mean that I'm homophobic. A phobia is when you like scared to the point where when you see some shit catch you off guard that you just afraid of, like you and you spooked. I love everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm very respectful, but it come a time and a place where you just gotta put all your motherfucking shit on the table and keep that shit a buck, because who wants to live in a world where literally the media trying to tell you what you should be, the media trying to push this little propaganda? It's legal for America to utilize propaganda. It's legal for the CIA to perform what's known as theater. So if you really research that and look that up, like, it's facts. You, to the people that really think your government, the media wouldn't finesse you like that, all you gotta do is turn to Fox News. Fox News defend racism. Fox News defend bigots. Fox News defend any type of opposition that's not in favor of the agenda. I'm just saying. These companies all on the same side. If they feel like, if they make it seem like they got beef with each other, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, and don't get me wrong, it's genuine people in media. It's just the whole thing, period, is control, nigga. It's a propaganda machine. If we could steer the narrative and keep them split and just undecided, and then start racism out of nowhere and let the president get away with saying this and saying that and doing this and doing that, it's like, yo, what do you expect? We at a pivotal point. I'm not saying that I don't want education about people that, you know what I'm saying, identify as different sexualities and all of that. Like, it's confusion because it's either you born a boy or a girl. My nigga, you wasn't born a reptile. You wasn't born a motherfucking just a regular herbivore, nigga. You eat vegetables and you eat meat, my nigga. You eat, if you a boy, you got a dick and balls. If you a girl, you got a coochie and some titties. But dang, we ain't gonna see them till you probably, you know what I'm saying, a teenager. You either born a boy or a girl. What your mental mindset is, what you choose to identify, like, what you, based off of what you think or whatever reality that you live in. If you got a dick and you got testicles, then that mean that you are the vessel that carries life. You have the seed. She has the eggs. If you a woman, you carry the eggs. How you gonna be a woman, but hate that you a woman? You supposed to be a man, but then you still want to have babies. And then you had the babies, and you in a hospital with a whole goatee, looking like what's his name? Woo! Looking like Ric Flair. Look at Ric Flair. It's just a bitch in the face. I'm just saying, I done seen enough. I done had enough with this bullshit. Y'all running wild and rampant with this shit. And then it's like, y'all really, the people that, like me, that's just, you know, on social media, laughing at different posts and motherfuckers gonna post stupid shit, funny shit, and real shit. You know? And it's for you too. It's for you too. Speak your mind. But don't lie. That's how I feel. Because when you lie, it's a lot of motherfuckers that believe lies. We in a nation where if you tell that lie enough, motherfuckers will start to believe it. That's a fucking quote, too. That's how real it is. If you never thought about that, I mean, you slipping in your fucking. All I'm saying is, don't try to destroy my baby's mind before they have an opportunity to. What happened to them having their own choice and right to live their life the way they want to? If my son decided to grow up and be gay, based off of that's what the fuck he wanna do, I'd be surprised and shocked and all of that shit. But you a grown ass man, nigga, go live your life, nigga. Don't bring that shit over here. Hey, we'll do that over here. I wouldn't fuck with my son. Like, that's my son. That's my flesh and blood, you know. But that's why my impact in his life matters. That's why me being here and holding him accountable and talking to him and communicating with him, this really means something. I am setting an example for my son. You want me to be this feminine, soft-spoken, flamboyant-ass, sweet-ass nigga? Like, nah, bitch. I ain't gonna be able to do it. Hell no, fuck you mean, bitch. Bitch, I'm a man. Fuck all of that, what they call it? Negative masculinity, whatever the fuck they be saying. Nah, we just ain't going. See, we was cool, motherfucker. Y'all do y'all thing, y'all be respectful with it. I get pussy. You know what I'm saying? I like pussy. I like vagina. Do you see me going everywhere and turning up about how much I love pussy and walking through the streets half naked with a 10-foot fake long dick just dragging behind me and shit like that? Like, on some bullshit, kids watching and shit. Like, do you really think that's appropriate? Why is it not appropriate for a man and a woman to have sex, but the narrative is for man and man and woman to have sex? Why is our government, why is our media, why is social media pushing that shit? Why is the hidden hands and powers pushing that shit and keeping us divided? The way I'm talking to y'all, if you happen to be a part of the LGBT community and all of that, if you're not really open-minded to just thinking in different aspects, then you probably may have gotten offended, because I did use a lot of disrespectful, you know, not disrespectful, but what's the best word I can use? Passionate. I'm very passionate about what I say, and that's just how I feel. If you're gonna fault me for how I feel, then fuck you. You know? I don't wanna see people get hurt because of what they choose to sexually identify as. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you like men, you like women. I mean, if you like men, you like men. If you like women, you like women. You know, but it shouldn't boil down to little children having to be exposed to this. I speak on the kids because they didn't have a little get together where it was a warehouse. It was this nigga, this white boy had on a wig. He looked like, who he look like? He look like Big Ants from my the nigga look like him. The nigga look like her. You know what I'm saying? And this nigga was doing all type of wild ass cat dances, cat daddy it and shimmying, and this nigga was extra feisty on the stage, throwing that ass, like, in front of little kids. Like, these little kids see, like, these is babies. Babies, bro. Like, I guess I'm offended in so many ways. It go beyond the sexuality. It's the actual act and thought that you can actually take advantage of this child. That child don't really have a say-so. The child only going off of what you say, because you the mother or the father figure. They believe everything you say. I can ask my little baby girl right now, baby, is you gay? She probably be like, yeah. She only wanted to have. And you type of motherfuckers and try to dress my little baby up as a boy with a polo hat, with some Cardis and, you know what I'm saying? Try to make her look boy as possible. Like, that's the type of shit that they own. Like, that's why I'm speaking and going in detail and depth about it, because ain't feeling that. I ain't feeling none of that. It just fucked my head up. Like, damn. I wanted to, you know what I'm saying, do a whole podcast about it. But it's a lot of shit that I want to talk about. So we just gonna keep that shit pushing and keep that shit rolling. You know what I'm saying? Oh shit. Oh fuck you. What that shit say? California is on shaky ground after earthquake. So two back-to-back earthquakes of magnitude 6.4 and 7.1 hit Southern California less than 24 hours earlier this month. The seismologists have warned of an increased chance of more shaking in the near future. It's been more than a week since the two California earthquakes, and the aftershocks keep coming. A magnitude 4.2 earthquake Monday morning struck about 25 miles northwest of the July 5th magnitude 7.1 quake. And in the wake of California earthquakes in the United States, Geological Survey reaffirmed its forecast of a 70% chance of a major earthquake, a 7.0 or greater on the Richter magnitude scale before Richter magnitude scale before 2030. I remember when they said that Cali gonna break off and be its own country. And it's crazy because looking at this picture, it's like a straight line across this motherfucking road into the desert. Like, damn. Like, it looked like a precision cut. Damn. Man, I hope y'all be straight out there in Cali, man. You know what I'm saying? Anybody from Cali be listening to this shit? Like, that shit looks scary as fuck. That shit crazy, man. Like, what do you think this is happening? Why? This is a clear example of the time approaching of Yahshua's return. Straight up. He said it's going to be earthquakes, it's going to be fires, tornadoes, all to everything that's happening. It's a heat wave. And then they show a part of the sun with the type of telescope that they have. It's able to look at the sun up close, like the actual surface of that motherfucker, past it, all of that. Anywho, I don't know what it's called, solar flare or something like that. It like basically a big like a countrywide piece of that motherfucker came off of the sun, and it's floating through space and it's coming towards Earth. And when I saw that shit, I was like, wait a minute. That's why I don't ever go outside, bro. It be hot as a... It's hot down here. I could just be chilling and I'd be sweating. Like, I just got through from running the whole hustle. And I ain't do shit but just chill back. It's that type of hot. It's... Man... I be thinking about my ancestors when they were slaves. I know it was hot as fuck back then. Sun up to sundown type shit. Nigga, I would have been a hustling ass, head busting ass nigga, man, cause you got me fucked up. Dead ass. They they said Big Baller Brand may be looking like it's about to fail or flop. Wow. Big Baller Brand's demise looks imminent with sad clearance sales at a local gym. There was a time not so long ago when LeVar Ball's Big Baller Brand tried to make a splash in the basketball shoe game with the ridiculously expensive ZO2 sneakers. Lonzo had turned down stable and lucrative offers from Nike and Adidas to promote the family brand. And everything that could have gone wrong for Big Baller Brand in the 2 years since he has indeed gone wrong. The Triple B struggled with sales at that point, shockingly. Couldn't honor orders in a timely and accurate manner and ultimately receive a failing grade from the Better Business Bureau. Damn. When the Ball brothers distanced themselves from Big Baller Brand in response to Allen Foster's alleged multi-million dollar embezzlement scheme, the brand appeared to be dead. Now, it really looks dead. They said Big Baller Brand went from selling $50 t-shirts to selling them for $5 at local volleyball tournaments. What? Hold on, bro. Photos hit Twitter over the weekend of a depressing looking Big Baller Brand clearance. Big Baller Brand once charged $50 for its t-shirts, and those prices were slashed to $5 at the pop-up shop. Hoodies and hats were also available for under $20. And Triple B was offering a $100 bundle that included shoes previously priced at $400. That doesn't look good for the state of Big Baller Brand. While the company's life has been teased in recent weeks with a new LaMelo Ball shoe, the company's site has been down and under construction for months. Those expensive Big Baller Brand camps in Europe and Qatar, whatever the fuck this shit is, that were supposed to feature the entire Ball family were canceled. At this point, there's no convincible way Big Baller Brand could come back and succeed. This clearance sale is basically acknowledging that reality. Damn, Brody. You know what? I'm trying to weigh out the good and the bad in the situation, okay? First off, shout out to LeVar Ball for even attempting to build something from the ground up with your sons, my nigga. Where you fucked up, though, was with those goofy-ass, astronomical-ass prices, bro. Like, just like a nigga. I'ma just say it. Since I said it about the motherfuckers trying to turn the babies gay, bitch, LeVar. I don't know who your publicist is. I don't know what the fuck you thought this was, my G, but no, bro. $400 for a pair of this nigga shoes, $400. My nigga, the fact that you even, let's say the shoes was priced at $100 a bundle. Take some of the fucking pressure out of this. You know what I'm saying? The balloon. Like, my nigga, you got big headed as a bitch in the deal. Like, you was trying to get the most at that point in time. And it's like, bro, if your shit going bad, that mean you probably been, you did. That's what I said. But you did. Don't bullshit. I hope you ain't fuck it off though, my nigga. Real shit, man. Like, you fucked that up, bro. Not even trying to down you, my G. Just you literally could have placed yourself in a position where you cater into the black community. you was one of those type of companies. You gonna get your money regardless. If you fuck with black people and you come at us the right way, nigga, why the fuck would you go to a motherfucking volleyball game, my nigga, when you could have been in the motherfucking hood, nigga? LeVar Ball came to Milwaukee today and woo 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 and da 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 da. He was at the Boys and Girls Club. Nigga, go to the, nigga, pull up, nigga. Inspire, nigga. You was supposed to be giving them motherfucking t-shirts out before you got big. Well, in the midst of you being big, you could have did that shit on your TV show, my nigga. You know? I ain't saying use the attention to your benefit, but my nigga, if you're going to be embedded in a black community like Jordan, and this nigga known for not fucking with niggas, he don't even wear his own shit, bro. This nigga wear Jordan wears stupid shit now. Like, he don't even look right. He don't wear his shit, though. You know what I'm saying? He don't wear his stuff. He wear other people's shit. He look at that like, whatever, my name's on it, whatever. Like, wow. Okay. But no, bro, like, regardless, it's like, because he's, first off, one of the greatest, he's earned that right. You know, he's did a lot of things. He's did things where, to this day, in 2019, motherfuckers trying to break records. Motherfuckers trying to be like Mike to this day, LeBron James. Not even hating on that nigga. Just, every time you hear it, LeBron James versus Jordan and woo, woo, like all that bullshit, like, who the no, bro. That's not even a conversation, bro. Until it's on paper, in history, inked in the memoirs and shit, in time. Until you get six, you ain't balling, my nigga. You just a good player. You done got your little championship. Congratulations. But yeah, whatever. So? You ain't bone. You ain't do what Bone did. And then this motherfuckers that was better than Bone, my nigga. This motherfucker, I don't even wanna. That's a whole nother topic. Whole nother topic. Like I said, Mr. Ball, what you need to do, sir, is go back to the drawing board. Take a look in the mirror, black man, and realize that when you fuck with us in a positive way, we the key to success, my nigga. You gotta fuck with the hood. Like, bro, you gotta... I don't know this nigga like that. I ain't gonna say he ain't from the hood. I don't know, but it seemed like, bro, you gotta tap in. If you from the hood, bro, you need to tap in, bro. Real shit. Your city needs you, bro. Like, you need your city. Your city needed you. It's past all that. Like, you got these motherfucking... Nigga, man, motherfucking racist ass sportscasters and shit. I'm talking about plenty of subliminals, bro. Fuck them niggas, man. Man, I hope you do good, man. Like, man, I hope you figure it out, bro. Taking trips out of town and shit. This nigga was stunting. No, we in Laos. We in a basketball camp in Laos, head ass nigga. What if that ain't even a situation, though? Like, what if that's just some salt the media just wanted to throw on that nigga? Like, who knows? I hope that nigga... I stand on everything I said, but I hope that nigga, you know what I'm saying? That shit really ain't true. That's just the media trying to slander my nigga. Dead ass. Yes, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Sour Power Hour. Buddy. Yep. All day today, all I've been hearing about is this motherfucking shit about the president in his motherfucking mouth. Tariq just did a video about that no Fed charges in that Eric Garner case. Of course. I mean, what do you expect? In their eyes, we only niggas. Whatever. What's gonna happen? It's like, okay. they hear you talk like this, and I guess they say you hate your country or you racist. You racist. I'm the racist motherfucker. I'm the nigga that hate everybody and everything. Like, wow. I've been called racist. Like, really? I'm the racist, yet I don't control nothing. My words alone? You mean to tell me my words carry that much weight? Through a post on Facebook, commenting on the coonery that motherfuckers that look like me, just a little bit lighter than me, you know? Still a nigga, you know? You think because you light-skinned, my nigga, or you think because you a red-bone nigga, the police gonna beat you softer than a nigga with plenty melanin in his skin? Like, no, nigga, if you one drop of blood, you a nigga. That's fact. That's big facts. Anyway, all I'm saying is there is no surprise. Rest in peace to that man. Look how long the case took, and then the final decision is not guilty. He did nothing wrong. This motherfucking cop did nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong. The man begged for his life, telling him he couldn't breathe. And he clutched him even tighter. Like, bro, they sent people to jail for recording that shit. In the state of New York. In the nation of America. Nationwide. Everywhere. Okay, even if you a coon, even if you low-key don't like yourself because of your race, your background, your ethnicity, all that shit. Like, even if you one of them type of black people, like, you super dark-skinned, but you talk white as fuck. Like, you think you white. I don't make fun of people. Like, if you talk proper, you talk proper. Most people think I talk proper, but whatever. I don't give a fuck. All I'm saying is, it's not cool. It's not right that we, like I said earlier, we targeted in America. We targeted for doing the right thing, doing the wrong thing. It don't matter. If we sit still, if we do what they say, it don't matter. They gonna kill us. I just pray to Yah that he keep his hand on the black man until his return. I pray that I pray that you keep your hand on us, Lord. Do what needs to be done. Fulfill prophecy through the word. You know how it go. Saying is man, I'm literally marinating on the two. Like, damn, that's really messed up. This man died years ago. I think his daughter died too. Like, she was some type of I think she was an activist or something, and she fuck around and I guess the stress, they said she died from a stroke or I don't know, shit sound weird, but his daughter became a political warrior fighting for justice for her father that was choked. This nigga was thrown in a cross-faced chicken wing. And the nigga just got off on that shit. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pretty sure the motherfuckers that listen to me just to hear me ramble and talk shit, I'm pretty sure y'all smiling right now. Yeah, smile is, yeah, soak it up, player, soak it up. It is what it is, man. Don't even worry about it. Because I'm going to tell you like this. When it come to God, he do not play. His word is bond, better than gold, better than any material out of the earth. You'll see. You'll see. But ladies and gentlemen, I do want to thank you for tuning in to the Sour Power Hour on Player Shine Radio. Yeah, buddy, yeah, buddy, yeah, buddy, yeah, buddy. Good. Yeah. Once again, I appreciate y'all for tuning in, you know. I had to do it for the one time. I gotta chill back and shit. Damn, I'm finna fuck with this music probably. I don't know. I'm just still distraught from the news. Like, understand this, y'all. We live in a point in time where we at the end of days. Y'all see the fucking earthquakes, see the hurricanes and the tornadoes and all of that shit. Whether they big or small, short or tall, it don't matter. It's in the Bible that this is going to happen, all of this. Motherfuckers going to become shiesty as a bitch towards one another. Nigga got to get out here and get a double pump shotgun, all type of shit for you fuck niggas, man. Because I ain't finna play with none of y'all, but it's like in the word, he said that he going to keep his hand on us. As long as we do what we need to do. So let's focus on that, black people. Let's focus on that. Let's let that be the reason why we evolve and grow and prosper and let God bless us to the fullest extent so that we able to manifest into what's destined for us to be through him, through Yah. And the church said, but I did. I'll holler at y'all.